Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Time to meet another one of the girls involved in the Miss Wagga Wagga quest for 2018, which of course is supported by Triple M. And in the studio this morning, Leighton Zoe Martin joins us.
How are we doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
It's How's everyone? A bit cold outside, or what?
Yeah, it's a bit chilly, foggy.
Zoe, now you're a little different to the other girls going through, because as I understand it, the other girls are all Wagga locals. You're not. You've only just recently moved to Wagga Wagga.
Yeah, so I moved here in January.
Yeah,
and I'm originally from Adelaide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Crows or power?
Power.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I'll just leave now.
What part of Adelaide are you from?
I'm from Paraco, which is in the northern suburbs.
Yeah, terrific. All right, well, it's a little different here in Wagga Wagga, I'm sure. What brought you to Wagga?
I'm in the Air Force, so I was posted here.
Posted here,
right.
Yep.
Not by choice.
So when you're at the RAF base,
yes.
Are you what? You're flying planes? Is that what you're doing?
No, nothing flies out of Wagga. It's all ground training out there, so
right.
I do admin for for the School of Postgraduate Studies, which is where all of the promotion courses go through.
All right, so only new to Wagga, how did you get involved in the Miss Wagga Wagga quest?
Yeah, so I was looking to meet more people my age in Wagga, and having not known anyone here before coming, I was talking to a few people and they said that the Miss Wagga quest was a great thing to be involved in, so I thought, why not give it a go?
Good on you.
Why not give it a go? Yeah, exactly right.
And of course, the Miss Wagga quest, as well as the personal development side of things, also helps some terrific local organisations. The quest for 2018, who are the recipient organisations that you're helping out with all your fundraising?
Yeah, so we have a fair few this year. We've got Amy St. Clair Melanoma Trust, Wagga Women's Health Centre, the Specialist Medical Resources Foundation, Ronald McDonald House, the Saturday Morning Bowling League, Country Hope, and the Leisure Company.
All right. And I guess for you, being relatively new to town, an opportunity to learn about those great organisations and the work that they do.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going through visiting each of them and getting to know what they do.
Have you got any fundraisers coming up?
Yeah. So our next event is a local tasting at Barambola Winery, which I think Maddie spoke about last week.
Yep.
But it's on the 29th of July, which is a Saturday. And it goes from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Tickets are $50 a person, and with that you'll get tastings of Barambola wines, obviously, Coolum and cheese paired with each wine, and Junie licorice and chocolate. So what more do you want, really?
There's your day.
Yeah, exactly. And there'll be live music as well, and transport that runs from the Tourist Information Centre out there, so you don't have to worry about driving.
Excellent.
Can we get tickets? How do we get tickets?
Yeah, so if you go through the Miss Wagga quest, .com or the Facebook page, you'll find links to it.
Excellent.
So who's sponsoring you? Because all the girls have a sponsor in the quest. Who's looking after you?
Yeah, so I'm sponsored by Taggart Publishing or Tag Publishing, which is obviously a publisher which does documents that bring people to Wagga. Mm-hmm. So they also do the RAF magazine and the Kapooka magazine, which is how I got to know Colin, who is the founder of Tag Publishing.
Not a bad lad, Cole. I hope he's looking after you.
Yeah, he's all right.
Excellent. All right, well, look, I think it's great that someone so relatively new to Wagga has jumped into that straight away.
Yeah.
The other girls who are Wagga girls, are they all looking after you?
Yeah, so that's really good to obviously get to know them, which is what I wanted out of the quest. And they obviously teach me where things are, teach me about what's going on. I have to hold my hand through it a bit, but that was
so
all right.
You came to Wagga during our summer.
Yes.
And you would have experienced like the 40s?
Yeah, but that's not too different to Adelaide.
Yeah, Adelaide.
So.
And then we're getting into the minus fives.
Yeah, well, I spent the last 3 years in Canberra. So
I was
all right. I was prepared.
Used to it.
All right, well, look, fantastic to meet you and great that you're doing the quest, and we wish you all the best with your role in the quest between now and the crowning, which is in November. So a little bit of work for you to do as you get around and raise money for all those great local organisations and, of course, all the personal development that goes with the Miss Wagga Wagga quest. Nice of you to join us this morning, and good luck with your time in the Miss Wagga quest for 2018.
Well, thank you for having me.
No worries. Thanks, Zoe. Zoe Martin, everybody who's a part of the Miss Wagga quest for 2018, which, of course, is supported by Triple M.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.